Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you fully back in on the Phillies? I haven't checked our Twitter poll, which, of course, is brought to you here by the PI Dental Center. Twitter poll is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We asked this morning, should I buy all the way back in on the Phillies, because I'm not there yet. I feel better, and it was a great week, 5-1, a sweep over the Blue Jays. 54% said no, I should not buy fully back into the Phillies. 46% say yes, buy fully back into the Phillies. We know Hugh was fully bought back into
never
the Phillies.
Never left. Well, never left. Yeah. Unwavering. No one
believes that. Why do you lie?
I'm not lying. I'm just saying I took the pledge.
You felt good last week after the Pirates sweep?
Not at all. Because I was on my way back, I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Not good.
No, but I did say, and then I got ridiculed for saying, I said, well, you're still in striking distance.
You did get ridiculed, yeah.
Yeah, I got ridiculed for that.
Well, because in the moment, it was a ridiculous thing to think.
Yeah, it was, but that's how you have to think of baseball. Nope. Long season.
That's right. So it's a lot of days to react.
Yeah, and I get the ebb and flow, and I get the upsetness, and I get the emotional, baggage that comes with it, but yep. I never gave up.
Well, all right, we have the Phillies to discuss. We have tickets to give away. Phillies Padres. I'm excited for this game. Tuesday, July 1st, we'll be there. Meet up with us before the game. Hang out. Watch the game. It's a fireworks night as well, so we get to have some fireworks after the game, and it's a big one against the Padres, a wild card contender. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get back to the two big trades in baseball yesterday, or one in baseball, one in basketball. And we mentioned earlier the Devers one. We'll get to that. Let's get back to your phone calls, though. And you can react to our top 11 list, which had a lot there. I mean, I'm just kind of digesting what I heard last segment. Mikhail doesn't have Jalen Hurts in his top 11, nor did Joe DiCamera. Hugh has Zach Wheeler at number 9. I mean this is you guys.
Is it even crazy to say that Jalen might be the 11th best Eagle?
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
It feels like a lot.
Yes, in
my opinion. All right, so let me go through it quickly. So guys on my list I have over him, mm-hmm. right? So I think are better than him. I have a Barkley over him. Mm-hmm. I have Jalen Carter over him. I have A.J. Brown, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, and that's it. That's where I stopped. Yeah. So I had 5 Eagles over him.
I'm thinking about players and where they rank in terms of their positions. Like a lot of Eagles, you can make an argument, I think, are top 3 at their individual positions.
All right, so how many more could we realistically put over
A.J. Brown, Landon Dickerson.
Okay,
I think are better
that's
players.
Fair. I think it's fair.
Than Jalen.
Devontae?
Devontae,
maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I might make the argument, yeah. I'm trying to go through some of the other guys on the defense. Quinyon, I think, is a better player at his position
overall. Well,
obviously,
you have him on the list.
Than Jalen does. Maybe even Cooper DeJean.
Okay.
How many do we have there?
Probably about 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I get your point.
From 9 to 11, though, I mean.
I get your point. I mean, but there also is, and I don't know how you guys factor this in.
But then I have to put in Harper and Wheeler.
What is, though, the importance of the player? Like,
yeah.
So Jalen Hurts might be the 8th, 10th best quarterback in the NFL. Some people think maybe worse. Mm-hmm. But he's the quarterback.
But that's kind of the argument that I'm making for Quinion over Cooper DeJean. Like, if we're saying athlete, not the player, like, Quinion is a better cornerback than Cooper DeJean is.
But he's as good of a football player. Someone had a touchdown the Super Bowl. Turn that back.
All right, but hold on. They didn't throw it to Quinion.
I understand
There's
that.
A reason for that.
I just think, you know, Hugh, you had him at number two. Not having Jalen on the list feels...
It's egregious.
It feels strong.
And listen, I understand where Kyle's coming from, but I look at it differently. Jalen, regardless to what you think about his skill set, he is the leader of this football team, whether you like that or not.
It's not top 11 leaders list.
And
it's not.
I mean, if you allow me to finish, I'm about to wrap it up into a nice little bow.
I don't like it.
You put like three or four people ahead of him that their accomplishments or what they contribute to the team is directly affected by what he does. Mm. So that's why I don't think you could put it in. I don't think you can do
that. You mean the wide receivers?
Yeah, the wide receivers, sure. Running back, everybody.
What is he without those wide receivers? What is he without the running back? What is he without the O-line?
No,
by the way,
I'm saying, though,
still took way too many sacks, even with as good of an O-line.
Sack percentage was ridiculous.
I can't argue that. He had his moments, but in the most important moment of his career, he came through.
Yeah,
came up big.
But so did Nick Foles, and so did Joe Flacco, and so did Eli Manning.
Yeah, I mean, this great leader that we have, who was like a big problem last offseason, that he was, that Brandon Graham and Big Dama to go to his house.
With that analysis right there, that's why people got mad at me last time when I said Nick Foles, I'll take Michael Vick over Nick Foles. Remember that conversation?
But that doesn't line up to what you're saying now.
You remember that?
But wait a second. But that doesn't line up with your feeling now on Jalen, because you said not the winner. Want the skill, but now you want the winner.
Because Nick Foles in a small sampling size, he caught lightning in a bottle. That was my argument. Whether you like Jalen or not, Jalen was the quarter. Are you going to let me?
But can I make the case?
Well, what
that
did Jalen do in 2010? Did he catch lightning in a bottle and not win anything significant as Foles did?
Jalen took the lumps. He handled the adversity from the beginning all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And if you're being fair to Jalen in this situation, he got better as we progressed through the playoffs. Is that a lie?
No, I don't think that's a lie. But that doesn't mean all of a sudden that doesn't put him into a top 11 athlete.
Why not though? Because
improving,
you're
it's not the most improved player list.
You are as only as good as your last game, right?
I think we've gone so far with the Super Bowl.
I don't agree.
In his last game was
agree.
The Super Bowl,
no,
which
no, no.
he was the MVP.
Hold on.
What's more weight? The entirety of the season or just the Super Bowl?
You're not only as good as your last game.
He played the whole season and he got better to get to the Super Bowl.
But I disagree with that.
Hold on.
So I actually think Jalen's
I think it's a bad philosophy.
So I think Jalen's best stretch last year was probably from mid-October to end November. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to remember those games, like the Bengals game in mid-October through probably the Rams game in LA. If you look at his numbers, that was probably the best stretch, few turnovers, a lot of touchdowns, high completion percentage, all that stuff. They had a stretch early December through the second round of the playoffs where he did not play very well.
Yeah.
So I don't think it wasn't like if Jalen's worst four games and it was down the first four and then it was a steady track all the way from week five through the Super Bowl, then I would be on board like he's graduated
also,
to a different level. We had peaks and valleys the whole way.
It's not your philosophy. You have Saquon, number one on your list, who was, if he's only as good as his last game, had what, 50 yards in the Super Bowl?
I guess you're right about that, but no, he is the best. He is the best athlete in the city.
Well, there's
and I think that's because
that was a big blank stare.
Well, no, because I was thinking about what he was trying to say, but Saquon was a big part of the success that they had.
The
but Jalen threw the football, because let me tell you, going into that game, we all knew that the Kansas City Chiefs were going to try to stop the run. So I didn't go into that game thinking that he was going to have a big game.
Yeah.
But he played as good as you could under the circumstances. Jalen was the one that got them over the hump. Jalen threw the ball immaculately in that game.
All right, so of the three of our lists, what's the most egregious thing we heard?
The one that we got.
So we have Wheeler at nine, right? Wheeler at nine on Hugh's list. Schwarber forgotten by two of you guys.
Wheeler being nine is... Okay.
That is not as egregious as leaving Kyle Schwarber off the list.
It's way more egregious.
I think the Wheeler thing's more egregious.
It absolutely is.
Every 5 days.
Dude.
You're about to go snap.
You know what? I'm going to talk to Steve in Maryland. What's up, Steve?
He's about to snap out.
Steve, what's up?
Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Steve. What's up, buddy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, no, I'm definitely all in on the Phils. Grew up in Delco, long-time listener, first-time caller. So you got to be all in on the Phils, and of course the Eagles, of course.
Is being from Delco like a thing now since we had the Delco pooper? Are we still claiming Delco?
It's always been a thing.
I think it's always been a thing. If you're from Delco, it's a pride thing if you're from Delco, but like Kyle.
That's where the Delco pooper from, though.
I'm sure every county probably has a pooper, Hugh, if we really dig deep enough.
Ohio and the nonsense they got over there.
We could find an outlier in every town. I mean, that's how it works. So, Steve, you feeling good about the team?
Since we split hairs today.
No, I am, definitely. But I will say, though, I'm wondering, going back to the earlier conversation about the pitchers.
Yes.
How do you think Painter, what are the Phils going to do now that the pitchers are doing well, right, across the board? And originally kind of thinking that Painter was coming in July. Well, that's only a couple weeks away, but do you think they pushed Painter back?
So a couple weeks ago, Steve, Dave Dombrowski was on the show with Joel Sherman and John Heyman, and it was the first time I kind of heard something like you're alluding to, like, it's not set in stone that Painter arrives in July, even if he's pitching well. And he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, but if everyone's pitching well in the rotation and we don't have a spot, then he's not just going to come up here. So, Steve, I think it has to be a combination of he has to earn it, which he pitched well yesterday, and they need someone probably to fall off here a little bit, and then that would create a spot. Now, I do think Nola having a setback and not going to be arriving for a while probably makes it more likely we see him in July. But, Steve, I think you're onto something. I don't think it's a lock Painter's just here in July. I think he might have to wait a little longer.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if they could get rid of Nola without – the contract issue, obviously.
That might be a little hard right now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
All right. I'm going to go with Carl Winslow from Family Matters, Reginald Bell Johnson.
Well, that's a great one. Even threw the actor name in there. Steve, we appreciate it. No, it's not. Even though that's a great character.
Yeah.
Not it. All right. So we got two clues out there. TV Dad, after Hugh first tried with just a dad, like as if there's not 1.5 billion dads in the world. You just try to throw that out there.
Everybody was thoroughly attacked.
Of course they were. Understandably so. Yeah, I mean, you deserved all the heat for that.
That's not the first time I've heard somebody call me crazy.
Yeah, a second clue was ahead of his time?
Ahead of a time.
All right.
Ahead of his time.
TV Dad ahead of his time. Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Hey, I'm so happy that I got on, and so can I do my guess first?
Sure. What do you got?
My favorite.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
no,
we don't say that necessarily.
He had
his run, and then that ended. Yeah. Not it though, Spike.
No, not great.
What do you think on the Phils?
This is what I think. Every time I see the Phillies play in the Mets, I am amazed at the way that the difference in the overall physical features of the players
compared bigger.
To our guys. And also, the Mets always seem to beat down the Phillies somehow. And this time last year, weren't we talking about Bryce Harper being out for an injury and somebody else, and the Phillies made it very well. They stepped up and they won games. Why can't we beat the Mets, and why can't we beat the Brewers? And when we can do that, then I'll be in on the Phillies.
Spike, I think that's fair. I know they have now their record against teams over 500 is over 500. Spike, we appreciate the phone call. So it's not quite totally fair to say they've just beaten up on bad teams. Now, they are 7-0 against the Rockies, which most teams are going to beat the crap out of the Rockies. That's a bad, bad, bad team. And if you look at their numbers when they don't play them, it's you know, closer to average. But the reality is they've played well against some good teams. They beat the Dodgers here. They beat the Cubs twice. The Phillies can beat some good teams. Now, Hugh, one team they have not beaten, and it's been a while, is the Mets. Like, that's why this coming weekend is such a big deal, because the Mets knocked them out of the playoffs last year. The Mets beat them three straight in New York earlier this season.
Feels like they're a kryptonite a little bit.
Yes. This weekend's a big litmus test, right? Like, I think when Rhea was with us, she said it. It's not quite the season on the line this weekend, but we're going to feel a certain way 1 week from now, right? If they have a good week in Miami and then they come home and they beat the Mets next weekend, I think we're going to get way more people that say, you know what, maybe they are really good.
Yeah, people are going to feel good about it, yeah. Because that, I think for a lot of people right now, that's what they're a little concerned about,
yep.
Is the way they got handled by the Mets. And even though the Mets are going through their little growing pains, it feels like they're the big brother now. To us being the little brother.
Yeah, well, that is. And they took care of it last week. Last month. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Not too much. Sorry, caught me off guard.
Andy, how you been, buddy?
Excuse me. Good. How do I sound?
You sound
great.
You sound like Andy in Westchester. You sound like I remember you. What's going on?
Not too much. I was sorry. I was just zoned out listening. I completely wasn't paying attention.
I blame Hugh for that.
Yeah, I do that every day.
You're on the show. You're part of the show.
I know, but I still, you know, every now and then.
So I
space cadet.
Usually am pretty steady, just thinking, they'll do well, but I get pissed off and never get, you know, too high or too low. But I finally decided I'm riding the roller coaster. I'm having a lot more fun if I just go up and down with it.
So you're back in? You're fully in?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Until next week.
Yeah, until you jump
That's
on.
How it always works.
I'm fully in for now, and then I'm out next week. Now, I get that. And it was obviously a great weekend, and they're pitching the heck out of the baseball. All right, Standy, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? Pair of tickets on the line. Phillies, Padres, July 1st, fireworks night. What dad is he talking about?
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy is a fun guess. Yeah, that is
a fun
that's
guess.
That's not it. I
was a big fan of Married with Children.
I was too. I wouldn't say Al Bundy was ahead of his time, though. He was actually probably behind the way the world has evolved.
I would say.
Would you say he was ahead of his time?
No, I would say that some of the jokes that they have on the show now, they probably wouldn't fly.
That's what
nowadays.
I mean. Yeah. You put that on TV now.
Yeah, he probably would. I guess you can consider that ahead of the time.
Well, but would it be
inappropriate?
Yeah, it would be
inappropriately
yeah.
ahead of his time.
I think it was. There is a lot of comedies that are for the time, like they fit the temperature of everyone then, and people find it funny. And you watch them later on, you're like,
"Yeah, that dog don't hunt."
They can't make that joke now. Those days have passed.
What was it? Is it All in the Family? That was one of them shows.
Yeah.
Archie Bunker. Yeah, you couldn't do that nowadays.
No, that would be totally out. All right, yesterday we had a couple of huge trades in sports. It was like boom, boom, out of nowhere, one early, one late, and I think they both have potential repercussions on our teams here. Let's start with the late one, the one we discussed a little bit today. That was last night, early last evening, ironically before they played on Sunday Night Baseball. The Giants and the Red Sox made a trade. Rafael Devers goes from the Red Sox to the Giants. Let's hear some of the reaction last night. ESPN, Jeff Passan on a mega deal in baseball.
Pass it in for a conversation. What's the overarching kind of message about this type of deal from both teams?
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future, and now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
You know what that sounds like to me?
Mm.
He rubbed so many people the wrong way, they just wanted him out of there.
So there was a report. So the whole thing came down, right? So they signed Bregman to play third base, right? They took away his position. They said, you're going to DH. Right? So he wasn't happy about that. And then the first baseman got hurt, right? That's when the whole thing really blew up, because they said, hey, Rafi, go play first. And he said, nah. Hugh, there was a report a couple weeks ago. The owner of the team flew out to, I think, wherever they were on the road, right, to meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he still, after the meeting, said, I will not play first base. Like, if your boss asks you to do that, we need you to do this, and you just say flat no, are you surprised they traded him? I'm not.
I would venture to say that, you know, you want to painted as a nice no, it probably was a lot more colorful conversation than that one.
Yeah.
It probably was for them, because when you talk about this deal, everybody's talking about how they got fleeced or they gave him away for nothing.
Yeah.
They just wanted him out of the building.
So two things hit me. One, the NL just got more challenging for the Phillies. San Francisco's a pretty good team. We saw them here in April, and they're right there with the Phillies in the wild card race, and they're in the NL West race. Like, this just makes the NL more challenging for the Phillies. The Giants got... Last night during the broadcast, they were talking about him as one of the 10 or 15 best hitters in baseball. So they got better. The second thing I thought of, and you might think this is, you know, like up your alley, Hugh, I hope it serves as a blueprint when the Phillies eventually have to move Turner off a shortstop. Like, look at what the Red Sox did, right? How awkward that was. Don't do it their way, right? They made it very public. They made it awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Trey would react the way Devers did. Like, I don't know if he'd want to move to the outfield, and he's going to have to soon. I think he would handle it more like a pro. I'd be shocked if he was like, no, I'm not going, you know, at least to the extent that Devers did. But I hope the Phillies watch that and are like, yeah, we got to handle it differently than the Red Sox did, because that blew up in their face.
I think if it comes to something of that situation, that Trey would be gracious enough to move, you know, because it feels like this team is trying to figure out what it's going to take to be consistent, number one, and get over this hump.
And if we get there, maybe talk to the guy first before you acquire the next shortstop, right? Like,
Definitely.
You know, do it that way. Or so that we had that trade happen yesterday. And then we had one in the NBA, and the names might not jump off the screen to you, but I think they should at least make the Sixers think. So Desmond Bane played for the Memphis Grizzlies. He was traded yesterday to the Orlando Magic. And the reason we bring this up, he went for four first-round picks. He's a good player. But if you look at some of his numbers, they're pretty comparable, and his career so far, pretty comparable to Tyrese Maxey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I thought about as soon as the trade went down, Hugh?
What's that?
Well, we know the Sixers are a ways away, right? They got to rebuild this thing.
Yes.
Desmond Bane went for four first-round picks. It makes me wonder, as the Sixers are trying to get better and try to reset this thing, what could they get for Tyrese Maxey? I mean, we know Paul George has no value, right? They're not getting anything for Paul George. We'd love to get something. At least I would love to get something for Joel Embiid. I don't know what anyone would give you for Joel Embiid right now, because he's not whole.
Yeah, he's banged up.
Maxey is of all the things they have, he has the most value, and a player that's at least comparable in age and in points per game and skill set, all that. He just went for four first round picks. Hugh, would you listen? Would you pick up the phone if someone called on Tyrese?
I would definitely listen. He's your best piece. He's your brightest piece right now, and I think the more we talk, because who's it talking about, Joel Embiid and potentially coming back? I don't know how feasible that is, Joe. You know, when you talk about the experimental surgery that he's having and everything like that, and what his knee's going to look like, we might be in a position. I know we want to keep the young players, but in order to get better and to get better fairly quickly, he's probably our best piece to get rid of if we're going to do that.
Like, if we're going in a full rebuild, and I'm Daryl Morey, and I saw the market just explode for Desmond Bane, who, again, is a good player. I mean, I like him. But I think a lot of people would probably say Maxey's a better player.
And then you have to ask yourself, because I've heard Spike have this conversation before, is Maxey the guy that you think is going to be the star for this team?
Yep.
A lot of people don't feel like that. That's the case.
Well, especially, add this to it. What if they think the best player at number three is a guard, right? So you have McCain, who's a guard.
All these guards.
You got a guard you might draft at number three, and then you got Maxey, who's a guard. I mean, I know people love Maxey, and they want him to be the next face, and he's probably going to end up being that. He's probably going to be here. I'm just saying, if I'm Daryl Morey and I see that trade yesterday, I'm like, hold on a second. Four first-round picks for Desmond Bane? I would take offers and calls for Tyrese Maxey between now and the NBA draft. 215-592-9494. You can react to those trades yesterday. The Devers one, I think, impacts the Phillies in a lot of ways. And, man, I can't believe four first-round picks for Desmond Bain. It makes me wonder what you can get for Tyrese Maxey. All right, your phone calls in the Phillies. Are you fully bought back in? You can react to our list, which we're all over the place. I mean, Kyle's got no Jalen Hurts on there. He has Embiid, who's he doesn't even play basketball much anymore. Hugh's got Wheeler at number nine. I mean, what are we doing here?
When Embiid is playing,
oh jeez,
he's better than Jalen Hurts.
But he doesn't play enough to that to matter anymore.
For 1 year.
He didn't play. He played 30 games the year before.
Kyle's dug in on this one.
How many games did he play in the last 2 years?
But he was
50?
Like, but he was playing like the MVP.
Oh, jeez.
But that's a part of it for me. If you want to weigh the last year against him, then be my guest. I'm just telling you.
I have a new rule.
That's not as much a part of my criteria as yours.
If you don't play half the season in back-to-back years, you're disqualified.
How much has Bryce Harper played over the last calendar year?
More percentage than
no, right, but hold on. You have him over Jalen Hurts, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What percentage has Jalen played of his
way
games
more,
over?
Way
okay,
more,
well,
right.
like, but so, I
but
mean.
But one guy is still qualifying, mm-hmm. Bryce, and one guy is not qualifying
right.
anymore.
Okay.
That's my list.
Okay.
All right.
Your criteria versus mine.
And I had Schwarber. You guys did not. I still think Hugh's thing is the craziest thing, the Wheeler thing. Number nine.
Every Friday.
No, that doesn't work for us. All right, your phone call's coming up. We'll get you a third clue as well for Hugh's Clues. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped something special. A marinated carnitas boneless pork roast. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is the next level pork roast. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero. Without breaking a sweat, trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.